Marty, something else you've been focused on is what's happening with kratom and opioids. And what is it that you're cracking down on? You just announced this yesterday. You're going after a synthetic version of it?
Yeah, so look, public health is slow to respond with tobacco and cigarettes, with heroin, cocaine, opioids. We don't want to get caught flat-footed again. There's a product that's a synthetic product in the vape stores that are popping up on every corner in America. And we want to educate people about that product. It's called 7-OH. It has many other names. Sometimes it has the name 7-Omega or 7-Metragenine. And it is a synthetic byproduct of the kratom plant. And the compounds in the kratom plant, which, by the way, is not our focus, but the concentrated synthetic byproduct called 7-OH is an opioid, and it binds to the mu receptor, the opioid receptor, 13 times more potently. And so you can actually walk down to some vape stores in America and buy an opioid, and we are concerned. We're hearing stories of addiction since our announcement yesterday. I got a flood of communications about, gosh, we lost our son to this 7-OH product, so we don't want to get caught flat-footed. We have a huge
it's for sale now.
It's for sale, and oftentimes you just walk in there and buy it. And by the way, 85% of the vape products in these stores are illegal. They're Chinese products. They're banned overseas. So we've got to clean this up.
Yeah, shut them down altogether.
We're going to have a big action coming out, and so we've released a big report on 7-OH. We want to educate school boards and parents to talk to their kids about it.